Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go-go-go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Welcome to a whole year of the Be Happy Now show. Oh my gosh, I can't believe. I mean, I can believe, and I'm so excited to heartfully say thank you for joining me every week, every now and again. Maybe this is the first time you're even tuning in. And I am just so happy. I've had such an amazing time over the last year coming in here for the Be Happy Now show, listening to what my clients are going through, being inspired with and by what I'm experiencing, how I'm being a human, how I'm being a soul in this human experience. And I just have loved every second of showing up and sharing my heart with you. And so thank you so much for being here. If this isn't your first time and you're like, wow, I'm getting so much from this podcast, then please on Apple Podcast and or wherever you find the show, please leave a review, leave a 5-star review, and just open up your heart and share with us how the podcast and how the episodes have been supportive and beneficial for you. I keep hearing things like, okay, Claudia Sam, your podcasts are so abundant. They help me so much. I keep listening to them time and time again. And so, I mean, this is just so fun. And thank you so much for being on the other end. And I hear you and I want to see you. And so I want to invite you to the monthly pop-up workshops that I'm opening the stage up for live coaching and Q&A. And I'm tailoring the session, the topic of the Be Happy Now show to whatever is happening, to whatever's going on with my clients and what I see out in the world that my community is asking me. And so the next pop-up workshop is actually on November 17th. It's all about feeling and being connected with who you are, connected with the present moment, connected with your passion, connected with your intuition. What does the word connected bring upon within you when you hear that word? Some people said hugs. Then let's give yourself these hugs of deepening the connection with yourself. So if you want to do that and be part of the pop-up workshops, go to the BeHappyNowShow.com and then click on join or receive weekly notifications. I forget what I wrote there, but on one of the buttons on the page, you can join the Be Happy Now show crew, and then you'll be invited to join the free pop-up workshops every month. Okay, I'm Claudia Sam. So if it is the first time that you're here, welcome. Today's show is all about being happy with who you are. Yeah, being happy with who you are. And I've been inspired to share 3 tips that I myself have used so that I can be okay with being me. Instead of thinking I have to change who I am, instead of thinking that I need to be someone else or that I need to refrain from setting boundaries or instead of thinking I have to do what everyone else expects of me or instead of just thinking I need to be somewhere else, for example, when I feel like my energy is lower, you know, we have 4 seasons as women. 4 inner seasons. And there's one season, the inner winter. I don't feel like doing much. I don't feel the most creative. I don't feel the most connected. And yet there's a part of me that always feels like, okay, you got to be doing something. Does that resonate with you? Have you ever felt like that too? In this episode, I wanted to share with you the 3 tips, the 3 ways that I help myself feel good with where I'm at without needing to explain or without needing to justify the geographical location and also the pace and the speed at which I'm going and the energy that I'm able to share or receive. Because like when I look at the ocean and I see the waves, I know that there are big ups and there might be big lows as well. And so there's an opportunity in our day to day to be okay with everything and every wave and the ups and the downs. And so I'm going to share with you three tips to help you feel okay with where you're at. Okay, changing locations. If you're watching the video, I had to change location as I record this episode. So let's get right into it. The three tips to be happy with where you are, to be happy with who you are, to be okay with what's going on inside of you when the world outside of you feels like it's not going at the same pace as you, or like when you're getting requests from many people and you're thinking, well, I don't have the energy for that. Or do I need to be doing this so that I am good enough? Do I need to be providing all these answers, all this time, all this energy to other people when I actually don't feel like it's uplifting me at all? So the first tip that I have for you is respect the inner season that you're in. Respect your own flow, your own inner season, and don't judge yourself for being where you're at. So the example that I have for you is I have been on a beautiful half vacation with my family in Florida, where my sister just moved, and I have been in my inner winter season through the whole drive from Canada, Eastern Canada near Montreal, all the way down to Sarasota in Florida. And so we split it up like in 3 days with two dogs and my mom driving all the way down to see my sister. And with the inner winter energy, there wasn't the surplus of energy to create fun games or to have a curious energy to do more than driving and looking around. And so there was a part of me that was judging myself, that was judging where I was at, thinking this isn't good enough, this isn't fun enough, I'm missing out. And so what I noticed is, can I just let myself be in this inner season? Wow, if you heard the dog just snorting away, apologies for that. Are you willing to respect where you're at? Like the dog is fully respecting where he's at, laying down next to me. He doesn't mind I'm recording the Be Happy Now show. He's full on not judging where he's at. This also means to not compare yourself to others. So if I'm in my inner winter and my mom, who was driving with me, was in her inner spring, feeling this curious energy building up to having more and more energy, being on vacation, there could have been a clash of like, wow, we have such different energies. We have different ways to show up, different ways to see and operate throughout the day. And we could have let that be an issue, and we didn't. We might have had a little, you know, one or two spats, in the sense that that's when I was not respecting my own inner season. That's when I felt like, okay, I'm bubbling up. I'm thinking I need to be at another pace. I'm thinking I need to be somewhere else in regards to how excited I am or how I show up. And because I was judging myself, well, I would have lashed out. And that's when I become, if you've ever listened to one of my talks on which emotional archetype are you? Well, in that moment, I was definitely a volcano. And so we get to flow in and out of these states, in and out of these seasons. And with awareness, we grow. With awareness, we develop kindness and compassion towards ourselves. So if you are feeling like, wow, I'm not where everyone else seems to be, are you willing to let that be okay? So the soul connection coaching questions I have for you in regards to this first tip, to be happy with who you are, to be okay with where you're at, is what energy are you in? What energy are you in? And you can see that as the four seasons. You got the winter, that you, the winter energy is, you know, okay, you feel like being more in tune with your inner landscape, feeling like almost cocooning, like this is the time for nurturing self-care. This is the time when you don't have a big energy to host a party or to talk to a bunch of new people. Then after the inner winter, there would be the inner spring. The spring is like, okay, sprouting, starting to plant seeds, starting to grow out of the cocoon, starting to open the shutters, let a little bit more light in. And yet if we go straight to the inner summer and we go really fast into a go, go, go action mode out of winter, and we would bypass the spring, then it's not in service to the cocooning self that needs to gently wake up and take her time. So notice, are you inner winter, inner spring, where you're developing the ease and the need to be more extrovert and to go out into the world and show up with a little bit more creativity and curiosity? Or do you feel like you're in your inner summer, where, wow, you could rule the world, like you feel like you could do so many things at once and you don't feel drained, your mind is thinking fast, there's a lot of creativity perhaps, and you feel like you can handle a lot of people and their energy without being drained. Then there's the inner fall, the inner autumn. That's when things start to dial down. That's when we start to make our way towards the cocooning, towards the introvert of the inner winter. And notice how in seasons outside, like in nature, there's flow between the seasons. It's not like, well, unless you live in Canmore, Alberta, and October 5th, there's all of a sudden snow. That happened to me. I got stuck in a snowstorm on October 5th. In Canmore, Alberta, once in the mountains. Gosh, it was beautiful. And yet I could not go teach my yoga class that day. So there are these moments when, wow, boom, excuse me, the season arrives. And yet what happened? I got into the ditch with my car. So when we go full on in the season and there's no flow in between them, we're not fully respecting where we're at. We're not fully honoring who we are and what our body, our mind, our emotions really need. The inner fall for me personally is the time when I am really creative. It's the time when I get to plan because I'm not in the go, go, go mode of the summer. If I was to plan in the energy of go, go, go of the summer, then when I'm in my winter, it's not honoring the wholeness of who I am, because then if I arrive in my inner winter having planned my schedule in my inner summer, then my schedule in my inner winter will look a little bit too much for what I can handle. So when I'm in my inner autumn, I feel really good to plan. It feels more flowy, more open, more nurturing. It also feels like a time when I can respect my boundaries and feel like I can go hike a mountain and I will feel better to take more breaks as I hike up the mountain. So this is just one of the many ways that you could see where you're at in your energy. So using the inner seasons as an indicator, which one would you feel that you're in right now, in this moment? Because it might change in 2 minutes. And do you feel like maybe you want to describe those inner energies in another way? Another soul connection coaching I have for you question to help you respect your own inner season and not judge yourself for being where you're at is, can you let that be okay wherever you are? Or do you need to change it for your highest good? You know, maybe you feel like right now you're in the darker, maybe more negative energy of however, maybe let's just say without darker or lower, just say, darker or negative, but let's just not judge the energies and say maybe there's just a lower frequency. Doesn't make it bad. It doesn't make it worse. It just means maybe you feel like you're using your inner winter to stay in the sluggish, lazy energy, and you feel like it's not serving you. Then that's when you can go, okay, I'm going to tune in and ask myself, does this feel like it's nurturing? Does this feel like I want to change my energy? Do I want to change inner season, or do I want to fully honor where I'm at? So what energy are you in? And can you let that be okay, or do you need to change it for your highest good? The second tip I have for you to be okay with where you are, to give yourself a little bit more love, to be happy with who you are, all the wholeness of who you are. And that means like it's not just the flesh. You're not just loving the flesh. You're not just loving the upper body or the face of who you are, if we're talking physicality, but you're learning how to be happy with the wholeness of who you are, the flesh, the organs, the blood, the vessels, the motility, the senses, all of it. Okay, I'm just using another analogy here. So the second tip is stop thinking you have to do it all for fear of missing out. So in the background, if you're watching the video, that's Kaya. Okay, so stop thinking you have to do it all for fear of missing out, and be present in the present moment. Make a choice to have control of the right now experience. Okay. What that means is instead of thinking, oh, but I should really be doing this instead, can you be right now in the moment with what you are doing, with the experience that you're having? If I take the example of the road trip and all I keep thinking about is like little children in the back of the seat, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I'm not looking out the window and noticing the first palm tree that I get to see on the road down south. Although, mind you, I did notice the first palm tree and we celebrated it. It was dark though, and it was so fun. That's what being in the present moment allows us to notice, are these little details, these little momentary surprises. So when you're in the present moment and you're not thinking about, okay, but, well, what if I, you know, if I hadn't chosen this route and I'd chosen the other one, would I have had a better view? Who knows? You're not there. Doesn't matter. And there are moments, for example, I'm going to share my own personal experience. There was a time at the beginning of this half holiday, even myself, I'm saying half holiday, and there's a part of me that's afraid to say that I'm on full holiday. There's a part of me that is judging the, well, you should really be working more. The energy of the quote unquote more work is part of the old Claudia Sam. The Claudia Sam who used to overwork, who used to burn out, who used to only put everything like work ahead of her own needs. And that part of me, that part of Claudia Sam comes back sometimes, sneakily comes in and goes, knock, 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 you need to work harder. So that part of me that's still there, I get to see that part of me. I get to hold her. I get to be with her. And I get to sit down with her and say, hey, little part of me that you think it's better to work hard. The vacation time is so nurturing. The vacation time is when the playful, the joy, the fun arises. The vacation time is when it's almost like when you unplug a computer, well, all of a sudden when you plug it back, it works again. So there's these two parts of me, one that thinks that vacation is nurturing and the other one that's much smaller now that keeps arguing. Well, that part of me kept having a fear of missing out in my work, missing out on all the activities I could do on vacation. It was like this inner battle of, but there's this, but there's that, and there's that, and the other thing. So are you willing to stop thinking that you need to do everything for the fear of missing out and be in the present moment? And how you can be in the present moment is simple. Right now, there's one thing that you and I are doing that we're not maybe focusing on right now. And that's the breath. Uh-huh. Exhale. Inhale through the nose. Feel it. Exhale through the nose again. Feel it. I'm guessing you weren't thinking about your to-do list or what else you want to do or what else you might be missing out if you're not breathing. Because you were right here, right now. And so the soul connection coaching question I have for you is, what is the experience that I don't want? Okay, there's two questions. Because often when we have a fear of missing out, we're very strong. I'm going to speak for myself. When I have a fear of missing out, there is definitely something I know I don't want. Before, sometimes there's something I know I want. So what is the experience that you don't want to have? Do you, for example, at work, do you not want to be underpaid? Do you, because for example, if at work there was an opportunity where you're taking on more tasks and you're thinking, well, I'm going to prove myself, I'm going to do these tasks and they're not paid, you're just taking them on more and more. That might be you thinking, well, if I don't do them, I might be missing out on the opportunity of a promotion. But that part of you is thinking also, well, I don't want to be underpaid for what I'm doing. So the experience you don't want is to be underpaid. The experience you don't want is to be pushed aside or neglected or taken advantage of. And the experience you want to have, so that's my other question for you, is what is the experience you want to have? And take any category of life. I'm talking about my vacation, half working. I'm just sharing an experience of an example of what you might be experiencing at work. And so what is the experience that you want to have? Maybe it's about being paid the amount that you're worth. Maybe it's being recognized and valued for the work that you do. Maybe it's feeling like you belong in the community where you live. Maybe it's feeling like you've got the support of the people around you. Maybe it's feeling like you deserve the vacation and you feel good to be on it. So can you get clear on what the experience that you want? Because once you're clear on the experience that you want to have, as a powerful creator, you get to create it. You get to choose the thoughts that will help you to create that experience. You get to then take aligned actions, like prepare a plan, go to your employer and say, hey, this is what I'm worth. This is what I've been doing. This is what it brings back to the company. That's what I want to have. Show them, show up for yourself so that you can show up for the work that you're doing. So the third tip to be happy with and okay with where you are is giving yourself permission to be you. Give yourself permission to be you. That's almost the same thing as saying, well, I'm going to give myself permission to be in my inner winter right now. I'm going to give myself permission to wear gold pants. I'm going to give myself permission to say no to the people who want my attention, and I'm going to revert them another way. I'm going to give myself permission to put a crown, like a fake crown on top of my head if someone calls me the go-getter queen. You know, just have fun with it. Give yourself permission to be you. And that can mean whatever it means to you. Okay, so a question to help you tune into that is, what are you refraining from doing because you're afraid that others will judge you? What are you refraining from doing because you're afraid that others will judge you? Yeah. That can be a big question, eh? Sometimes we are not being who we are. We're not being okay with where we're at because we are comparing ourselves with others. And we're labeling where other people are at as better than where we're at. We are pointing fingers at the neighbors and saying, wow, they have it better than me. Instead of tuning in and go, wait, what's the experience I want? Can I create that experience? Oh, yes, I can create that experience. Yeah. You can. You get to receive the wisdom. You get to receive the inner knowledge and the inner guidance to take aligned actions, to be that creator, to go get the promotion, to change the job, to get guidance on what your next chapter of the book will be, to get supported on receiving the right support in your life for whatever else you think you don't even know you need help with. So what are you refraining from doing? Who are you refraining from being because you're afraid that others will judge you? Mm-hmm. And that can be very simple as wearing something different, wearing you, being fun with your clothes. It could also be arriving home and being creative before doing the dishes because you're afraid that your partner or your housemates will judge you. But aren't you judging yourself for not taking these actions? So whose judgment do you want? None of them. You put more power on other people's judgments than you put power on your own judgment of yourself? Mm-hmm. That's further to be inquired. Okay, so the three tips that I had for you to be happy with where you're at. The first one was respect your own flow of inner season and don't judge yourself for being where you're at. The second tip I had was stop thinking you have to do it all for fear of missing out. And the third tip I had for you is give yourself permission to be you and show up as yourself without feeling afraid of other people judging you. Take a deep breath in and out. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here with me. And this actually concludes a whole year of the Be Happy Now show. And if you're like, wow, imagine you're getting so much value in these 30-minute episodes when we work together one-on-one or in a group setting. It is packed with value, with growth, with inner guidance, with inner wisdom, with clarity. One of my clients once said that the work that she was doing on herself with my support was like turning on a light in a dark room. So if you're at all curious about that, then join us for the next pop-up workshop. It's all about feeling connected, creating a deeper connection with who you are. It's on November 17th, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. And just go to the BeHappyNowShow.com and click on receive weekly updates on the show so that we can send you the Zoom registration link so that you can join us for live free coaching and on-the-spot support. And otherwise, if you're curious about the tune-in method and implementing those types of tips regularly, consistently in your life, then just go to tuneinmethod.com and book a possibilities chat to say yes to yourself. Thank you so much for being here. And we keep it going. The Be Happy Now show doesn't stop here. And I'm so excited to continue being by your side. I value you, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at claudiasamcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.